everything better. When it comes to football and sports, it just it makes it a little more interesting and a little more exciting. It leads you to watch games you might never watch. It's just better. It just is. Football's back. Underdog's the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in South Carolina, or as the legendary Tommy Paul used to say, South Cackalacky. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite player will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1. I'm in on a bunch of future plays right now, but I don't have anything tonight. I need something tonight. I've got college football coming. I've got NFL coming. I'm going to be all over it. I'm going to be all over it. I'll let you know my picks. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code Road Rage. That's how you do it. Capital letters, all one word, Road Rage, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code Road Rage. It's easy. All capital letters, one word, Road Rage. Get in. Take advantage of that that incredible offer. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets to underdogfantasy.com/web/ Explain, get terms, _DFS_.html for details. Consider their play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncbgambling.org. Underdog. Get in. You'll thank me later. By the way, Ramona, a lot of people chiming in on this woman, on this woman with the vote here.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Yeah, Texas said downside of the 19th Amendment and unintentional consequences. Texas said, Walt, she's tired. Give her a break. That's right.
LOL. Told you. She said she's up tired. Early and she was doing the game late.
Yeah, she's
told
she's
you tired. That.
She has no responsibility to anybody. It's all a big joke, and there are lots of people voting, so it all comes out anyway. Ethan in Salt Lake City said, that's the dumbest blank I've heard in a while. It is.
See?
It is. It's inarguable. Mike said, Walter, she's even dumber than Dan Orlovsky, and that's hard to believe. That's from Mike and Anderson. That's true. That's true. You know, it's really not Dan Orlovsky's fault. He's dumb. It's the people who hired Dan Orlovsky that are the real dummies. Hey, Ramona, we need to do this one more time. Texas said she treats the work like a March Madness brackets. Oh, I guess I'll fill one out. Right. She does. She does. It's exactly right.
That's a good point.
It's exactly right. Yeah, it's just completely meaningless to her. I don't know why you would ever give the vote to somebody like that. Let me hear from this chick one more time.
Oh, you want to hear it again? Yeah. Okay. All right, hang on. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, I've been ready.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is,
wait a minute. Stop. Hold on. Stop. Rewind it. Now, tell me, Ramona, does she not sound exactly like that South Carolina Miss Junior Miss? Just at the start of it, does she not sound like her?
As far as what my votes are my process is, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
this. Is just too unbelievable.
Words, stop bothering me. It's okay. But, what I voted doesn't matter.
There are so many people who vote.
Here you go. Is that it? Oh, no, that's not it, is it? Hold on. Darn it.
What are you looking for? The South Carolina Miss Junior Miss? But at least she had the excuse of she was young, right? She was like, what? How old was she? Like 16 or something?
Teenager.
Right. So she was just.
Oh, here.
You have it?
Yes, I do. All right.
Let's find out how she sounds compared, because I think it's very similar.
They are, okay.
Yeah.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so. Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
So what happened with that? Did she expect...
Why did she have to be ours?
Did she expect a different kind of question to help... how do you help the world?
I don't know. Right now, I'm wondering if this is the same check.
No.
I'm not sure.
This is really old. This is like 10 years old.
Right. Right. And now she's grown up to be a poll voter. That's my point.
Okay.
So play
that again?
Play her now at her advanced age.
The Miss South Carolina?
The poll voter, yeah.
Okay. Who do you want first?
I want the poll voter.
Oh, you want the poll voter. Yeah. Okay.
But as far as what my votes are what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before. Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And
that's her.
It's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
That's got to be her. It's got to be the same chick. There can't be two of them. It's got to be. She's dyed her hair red or whatever, but that's got to be her. Right? It does. You can tell.
Unfortunately, there's probably more people like that.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure. Chuck said, how do we go about getting Walt some credentials to take her place as an AP voter? Yeah, you know what? Let's find out. Let's find out what the answer to that is. Because that chick should not be voting for anything.
No, imagine her, that last part.
Do you think she uses the same strategy in presidential elections?
She probably says, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's like such. And, you know, it really doesn't matter because, you know, South Africa and...
What? Okay, back to Miss South Carolina.
We can't fix that.
What they ask her? Did they ask her why people can't locate something on a map?
No.
What? I mean, what the world did they ask her? Because she started talking about people don't have maps.
Yeah.
I mean, and then she got on, world peace at the end there, because that's what I think they only want to talk about.
Yeah, world peace.
Why are you asking me about maps?
Well, she figured she could still win the day. She realized that what she said was the most discombobulated thing ever, but at the end she figured if she could just throw in world peace, they'd all applaud.
I know, the guy just goes, thank you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, can you imagine you're in that position and you're like, right. You're like saying the same things that all the rest of us said the first time we heard it. But tell me, just at the very start, you can tell it's the same chick. It's got to be.
All right. We got to play this again, too.
All right. Go ahead.
All right.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
U.S. Americans.
Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina.
Help South Africa and the Asian countries so we can build a future.
Because Americans don't have maps.
It's hard to know. It's hard to know what's the. It's hard to know what's the worst part of that. It's hard. It's like
she switched in the middle to from the maps.
Yeah.
To go, we should help countries. Yeah. And name the countries.
I'm coming to you people on the phones. All right, Ramona. So now give me the advanced version of her, you know, X number of years later, where she's become an AP voter.
But as far as what my votes are and what my process is, you know, I wake up early in the morning after covering a game late in the night before.
It's her.
Don't want to go too much into my progress or process or logic, but I will say I appreciate everybody's interaction on social media and all of your feedback. You know, there's tons of people that vote on the AP poll, and like, it's not a perfect system, but at the end of the day, like, no matter who you pick, it does even out because there's so many people who vote. And like I said, it's really fun for discussion. It doesn't, you know, probably matter in the end, but I'm glad that people are having a really good time with
it. You know, she probably...
The only thing she forgot to say at the end, Ramona, was world peace.
That's what I was going to say. World peace.
Right. World peace.
We should help whoever she said, South Africa.
You know, if the United States doesn't have masks. Right. If you're interviewing or emceeing these people, you just have to stop them partway and say, look, just say world peace and get out.
I think that's what they're prepared to say. And it throws them when you don't say that. Ask them about it.
Man, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be the same check.
This girl was just happy that she was getting feedback. I guarantee you she didn't care that it was negative.
She doesn't sound like she even understands the feedback. She sounds like it's
like,
all over her head. Can you imagine being her editor if they even have editors?
She's popular now.
Oh, yeah.
We've played it 5 times. She's probably going, yeah, I got played
it. Well, she's popular.
That's what I'm saying.
In the same, well, I better stop. Milstead might be driving, and what am I going to say next?
Hey,
let me tell you about Twin Peaks, and it just doesn't get better if you're a sports fan. I mean, where are you watching all these games? It's got to be Twin Peaks, right? It's Rare Bourbons Month. Rare Bourbons run through the month. If you consider yourself a bourbon connoisseur at Twin Peaks, we're proud to offer an exclusive and extensive collection of some incredibly rare bourbons, whiskeys, and tequilas. Plus, check out our barrel selects, handpicked by our team and bottled just for you. Football and Fireball. Listen, Football and Fireball is a match made in heaven. And by heaven, of course, we mean Twin Peaks. Spice things up next game with a shot of your favorite cinnamon whiskey. It just doesn't get better than that. You know, Ramona, I don't even know if I've tried that, but I want to try that. I'm all about trying that. It's all at Twin Peaks. Trust me. Hey, listen, coming up, we have the Canelo versus Berlanger fight. I can't wait for that. The NFL is here. College football is here. Late night specials at Twin Peaks. Why wait for the weekend? We're serving scratch food and pouring quality cocktails every day after dark. Get by the lodge, experience it yourself. Sam Adams Oktoberfest Steinhoisting is every Friday throughout the month. Raise your glass to the start of Oktoberfest. Keep it raised for our authentic Steinhoisting competition. Join in on Fridays in September at 6 p.m. for a chance to win weekly prizes and Sam Adams swag. Who doesn't love the Sam Adams swag? And on the 18th, it's National Cheeseburger Day. You know, look, you know about the beautiful women, the scenic views, the 80 high def fish and monitors, the 29 degree draft beer and giant man-sized mugs. But the food is the biggest shock of Twin Peaks. The food is friggin' outstanding. Trust me. You'll thank me later. Get to Twin Peaks. It's incredible. It's ultimate destination for a sports fan. I promise you will absolutely love it. Also, let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap's been covering the Upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. They help Ramona once every 10 years. Brian Gilstrap. We have Tigers for Tatas campaign coming up. Brian Gilstrap last year wrote a check for $1,000. Not only are they the best at what they do, and they've been doing it for almost 100 years, which is insane, but they're great people. And, you know, they recently did Daredevil's Roof, and then everybody in the neighborhood wanted Gilstrap to do theirs too, so they did. This is Gilstrap Roofing. You're working with the best. They've been doing it the longest, and there's a reason for that. There's a reason someone stays in business almost 100 years, which is insane. It's the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the Upstate since 1935. Family owned and operated across 4 generations. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. I promise you'll thank me later. All right, lines are jammed. I'm coming to you. It is Greg, Robert, Clark. You guys are up first when we get back.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811, your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping. Missing shingles, granules in your gutters, or water staining on your ceiling are all warning signs, visual cues that your roof is in need of repair. The next time you check your mail or back out of your driveway, take a glance at your roof, make note of any damage, and call Adams & Co. Roofing for a free no-obligation roof inspection. Adams & Co. Roofing's expert team members will assess the damage and provide top-quality repairs if needed to keep your roof and everything under it safe and sound. Don't wait for a small issue to become a big problem. Call Adams & Co. Roofing today.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
GNC knows that you're not always feeling it at the gym, but don't get down, get lit, and get more out of every workout. Beyond Raw Lit is a clinically dosed pre-workout that flips the switch and gives you more energy, focus, intensity, and pumps. The perfect combo for a killer workout. Plus, it's got incredible flavors and thousands of five-star reviews, so you know it's good. Pick it up at GNC stores or go to GNC.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Walt Diptula Road Rage. You know, obviously some things led us to change course a little bit at the start of the show today, and we've done some pretty extensive analysis on Georgia Tech for the upcoming game, but that's going to continue tomorrow. There's going to be a lot more of it. So people, I've got a lot of questions still on the text line. People are asking me about some of the things that we've talked about already and some others. Texter asks, what are the keys for Clemson on Saturday? Again, I think one generic key is going to be Clemson has got to find a way to get their quarterback confident. Clemson's not winning this game without a confident Cade Klubnik, and he's got to find his confidence, his swagger back somehow. And it's up to the Clemson staff to help make sure that happens. And we'll see whether that does. But from a football playing standpoint, I think it's going to be important for Clemson to prove they can play physical football and run the football. Again, I think it's going to be vital for Clemson to convert on third and fourth downs to be able to possess the ball and to string first downs together. Because again, Georgia Tech's game plan is really a modernized version of what Paul Johnson ran, and the game plan is to shorten the game. That's their game plan. It's to put themselves in favorable second down situations, down and distance situations, and then to control the football game. And they're really good at it because they have a master at the quarterback position, and they have real talent and speed in the backfield. We're going to talk about the personnel tomorrow. But the loss of Singleton hurts them in the passing game some, but they have talent at running back. You know, it's funny because everybody knows about Haynes, but the Malachi Holsley kid, all right, and I'm going to get into this more tomorrow, but the Malachi Holsley kid from Penn, I'm almost more worried about him than I am about Haynes. Holsley's averaging almost 10 yards a carry. And when I say from Penn, that's right, Ramona, that's an Ivy League school. It's the University of Pennsylvania, which is an Ivy League school. This Holsley kid, Georgia Tech got from Penn, and he is a demon. I mean, he's averaging 9-point-something yards a carry. He is dangerous every time he touches the ball. And again, this is the eye discipline issue. You know, Georgia Tech is very much a dink and dunk type of team in how they run this offense, this Faulkner offense. But don't be mistaken into thinking they can't produce big plays out of it, because they can, because they've got explosive guys. And the quarterback is a threat with his legs and his arm. So we're going to continue this conversation. But yeah. Texters ask, what about if Haynes isn't fully healthy? Well, then again, then it reverts to Philo. And then I think what you see out of Georgia Tech is more of an emphasis on their passing game. And they're a run-first team. But with Philo, I think you see more of an emphasis on their passing game and a somewhat de-emphasized run game. I don't think it would be the exact same game plan. So we'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Before we get back to the phones, I know the lines are jammed. I'm coming to you. Let me take care of some business and tell you about my friends at Moretti's. Ramona, I would kill for Moretti's right now. Hey, it's Walt. If you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, don't worry. Look, you don't need to drive 12 hours to Western New York. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden has you covered with everything you're looking for. Their pizza, it's thicker than New York style, but not doughy. It's a perfect crust. It's baked to perfection in a stone oven. The wings are the best on the planet. They've even been tested against the wings in Buffalo themselves. Trust me when I tell you this, it's all incredible. I had the Greek pizza. It was amazing. Ramona had a Buffalo style pizza with pepper, sausage, and onions. We exchanged a couple pieces. It was all incredible.
It was all good, yes.
The wings are unbelievable. The beef on Weck is legendary. It's a Buffalo specialty. It's roast beef slow cooked for 8 hours, then piled high on a Cumberweck bun. It's amazing. And it's served with au juice and a horseradish sauce on the side. They have the one that Jay always gets, too. I haven't tried that yet. It's Mama's Italian Roast Beef. I need to try that. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. Again, family-friendly atmosphere. You had a bar on one side, restaurant on the other. It's divided. Check out the Little John Coliseum table made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. And they've got big screen TVs everywhere. They've got one wall that's nothing but big screen TVs. They're showing every Clemson game, every NFL game. They got you covered. It's Moretti's. By the way, I'm sure they're very happy with that outcome of Buffalo over the Baltimore Ravens and Josh Allen doing what he did. All right, to the phones. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
Hey, thanks, Walt, for letting me get in.
Absolutely, Greg. It's always good to have you.
Several years ago, there was this commercial, and I don't remember what it was, but it was about a beauty pageant, and the guy was asking his finalist some questions, and he asked this one ditzy girl, said, "What steps would you take to save the planet?" And she said, "Which planet?" And I think we just heard from her daughter.
Which planet?
But the problem is stupid.
It's actually a fair question.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, look. I would say that the girl who answered that way was significantly more intelligent than the two that we just heard from.
Absolutely, but you know, if stupid hurt a little bit, we wouldn't hear as much of that stuff. But that's it, right? Doesn't hurt. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I think. But I don't. I don't really have anything today. So I'll leave you and Ramona a saying that one of my buddies has about being dumb. He'd say, "Boy, if your brains was leather, you wouldn't be able to saddle a June bug."
Thank you, Craig. It's. I guess the advantage that she has, Ramona, is that she doesn't know any better. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
She doesn't know how dumb she is.
That's why they have ignorance is bliss.
Right.
That's where
right.
That comes from.
She's always happy. I mean, she's happy even answering these questions because she's just so ridiculously stupid. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm doing great, man. I just would love to believe that that's a prank.
Yeah, it's not.
That girl is 14 years old, but yeah. I know it's not.
Yeah,
and
no.
It's just sad.
Yeah, actual voter.
So sad. Do you know who she is? Who she writes for, how she got her credentials. I mean, who hired her?
Yeah, I don't know. I think she said, didn't she say who she writes for? I don't know.
Not in that.
You may not even know.
Boy, that editor must have a nightmare of a job.
You're not kidding.
If they even have editors anymore.
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. The game breakdown between Clemson and Georgia Tech, what you've gotten to so far, I couldn't agree more, Walt. You know, I told you yesterday, I think this team's going to, you know, come to play on defense this game. I'd feel a lot better if Brett Venables was coordinating it because, you know, he had a way of stopping a lot of this, you know, sort of spread wing, you know, option type offense. He was a master at that. Has Tom Allen ever faced a defense like that? I mean, Venables used to have to defend excuse me, an offense, because Venables used to have to defend Georgia Tech back when they were strictly an option team.
Yeah, he has.
I tried to look through the.
But I think that, you know, this is just such a different version that I don't know how many of the same principles apply. Some of it does. But, you know, again, this is a more spread out version and a version that's going to be far more aggressive throwing the football. And so that's the problem that it presents. It's sort of a modernized, weaponized version. And so it's difficult. And again, I think Clemson's defense is still trying to sort of find their way here. It's not a finished product yet. I would rather this game was played in like 3 weeks, to be honest, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, well, you know, Walt, you made the point, and you were dead on. Clemson, on first down, has got to get some penetration, reestablish the line of scrimmage, and try to stop these plays before they get started. That's how Venables did it.
Yeah.
And Clemson's going to have to do that on first down. If they don't, this game's going to get ugly for Clemson's defense. I mean, Georgia Tech, they know what they're doing. They're a polished product, and there's nothing vanilla about them. We've said that about Clemson's offense. There's nothing vanilla about Georgia Tech's offense. Walt, I appreciate you getting me in,
Robert.
Man.
Yeah, if you go back to the Georgia Tech-Georgia game last year, and at the halftime of that game, Kirby Smart was PO'd. He was PO'd about every element. Georgia, I believe, was trailing 17-0 at the half, and Kirby was not happy. He was not happy with any element of it. But, you know, he voiced these same sort of concerns that I'm voicing now. I think that the situation demands that Clemson play with great eye discipline, and that Clemson, that defensively, Clemson controls first down. Because, again, if you cannot control first down against Georgia Tech, you are going to have a nightmare of a game, and they are going to control the whole clock. They're going to own the time of possession. And they're going to make it a short possession game. And Clemson can't afford that. And the flip side of that is Clemson has to maintain the ball themselves. You can't have three and outs and put this team back on the field. You can't have that. So it's going to be vital that Clemson converts on third and fourth down opportunities. And, of course, to do that, you hope for some first down productivity. Along that line of thinking, again, I think the short passing game and I think the run game has to be important. Now, I also think that people are going to start to approach Clemson differently offensively. If Clemson doesn't prove they can stretch the field at some point, I think that's going to be needed. And I think you have a shot to make some plays down the field against Georgia Tech. But I think first, you've got to establish some physicality and establish the fact that you can string some first downs together. Let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. Jake Wilson, his dad started the company 15 years ago. Jake runs it today. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business, as I said, 15 years. They have the most five-star Google reviews in the industry, not the eighth most or the fourth most, the most. Why? Because of the people and the quality of the equipment. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job, the durability, the life expectancy, is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays it down. That's the reality of it. And at Iron Drive, they have invested a ton in the equipment. So you don't get the dust, and it's much longer lived. That's why they're the best. They have 12 in-stock color options, but limitless custom colors. They can mix up any color that you want. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating insulation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. That's Iron Drive. Trust me. Easy to clean, extremely durable, transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go see their amazing website and their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would in covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial installation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Lifetime adhesion warranty, guaranteed as long as you're in your home. Trust me, you'll thank me later. By all means, go see and call my friends at Iron Drive. All right, Clark and Maria, you're up next. Clark, I'd be cutting you short if I started you now, so I don't want to do that. So just hang on in there, Clark, and we'll get to you as soon as we come back. Let me take this chance to catch up on a little more business that we negated based on the start of the show. Let me tell you about my friends at Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists. This is not good. Causing mold and mildew, that's worse. Contribute to unhealthy air inside the home, that's worst of all. You do not want your children breathing unhealthy air. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialist, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any of your budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So you call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing is available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. You'll thank me later. It's Canty. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, because Canty certainly can fix it. Quick break.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Faxon Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for six decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reeds.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing tight. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it cry. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantai.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Sometimes it's the little victories that mean the most. Those everyday celebrations that bring a smile to our faces and joy to our hearts. At Ingles, we know there's no one you'd rather share those miniature, memorable moments with than family. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well-staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
Hey, it's Ian. Let's have an awkward but crucial conversation because you matter. Join Making My Mark with Kwok and Ben live from my school, Hamilton Career Technology Center, on September 11th, noon to 3 p.m. Together, we'll talk, listen, and help end the stigma surrounding mental health. Remember, you can never be replaced, and it's okay to tell someone if you're not okay. Don't stay silent. Come be a part of the conversation that can change lives.
The only place in the upstate to catch Atlanta Braves games is right here on the Roar.
Fly ball deep right.
Jansen, here's the 0-2.
Got him! Holy smokes!
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
So good. We are back. We'll talk more about Georgia Tech tomorrow and what it will take for Clemson to win the game. You know, Santucci was there. He's gone. Blake Gideon is in, replacing him. Gideon came from Texas. He played for Texas. You know, the Santucci philosophy was basically zone coverage and making you piece your way down the field, keeping everything in front of you. Georgia Tech would like to play that way. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football's back. Underdog is the best place to make picks and win money all season long. You can play right now in the state of South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, receiving yards, interceptions, and more. Get your picks right. You could win up to 5,000 times your cash. You can play with as little as $1 to get started. I'm not in on anything yet today. I've got all sorts of future plays on Underdog. I'll have many more, but obviously I'll have all sorts of plays coming for you the next couple days, so stay tuned for that. I need to get on something tonight. I'm not on anything yet. I haven't had a chance to do it during the show. Download the app today and sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. It's that simple. Must be 18 plus. Present South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_.html for details. Consider with their play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. I should win money just for that, Ramona.
Oh, can I say before we go on, don't forget about Ashby's show tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Overtime with Ashby. That's the name of the show. Overtime with Ashby. Yes, that's coming up at in 12 minutes. So stay tuned for that. Ashby doing a terrific job. And we have more female voices now, Ramona, at the station, which is great to see. Great to see. And you know what? They're all doing a great job, too, in all the various capacities and roles. Yep. Kwok has like an army of like 50 people associated with his his program now. It's like a big venture now. Clark and Maria. Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you.
Good evening.
Absolutely, Clark.
Well, for 2 weeks, well, I'm just making my daily commute down the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, you know. But I'm enjoying a peanut butter blast from Sonic.
Oh, well, that sounds good. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good.
But for 2 weeks, I've lost money on Clemson. I will not be betting on Clemson this weekend.
So this is probably the weekend you should. That's what that means, Clark. You know, but then if you do, then you'll be back in the wrong direction again. So yeah, I don't know what you're going to do. Yeah.
Only way I see it is if Haynes King is healthy. Me personally, until Klubnik shows me anything different, Haynes King will be the best player on the field this weekend.
Yeah,
that's just my opinion. And I'm going to go with, Clemson's got to have a real good linebacker play this weekend. And the defensive line's got to play better than what they played against Troy out of all teams. And I'm thinking Georgia Tech wins a close one because this is Tech's. This is a big game for Tech. I mean, it's a big game for Clemson, but it's a big game for Tech. At home, you know. But I'm going to go with Tennessee this weekend at home.
Wow.
I like the quarterback. I like the quarterback at Tennessee.
Yeah.
He's kind of given them a start.
Yeah, well, he has, but they haven't really played anybody either.
Right, yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's not the same as playing Georgia.
I know you got...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, Clark.
I know you got somebody that's trying to get in.
You're good,
Clark. Enjoyed
it. Yeah, thank you, Clark. The Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Clark is very melancholy. He's upset.
He is.
He's not happy. He's down in the dumps. Actually,
he will not be betting.
It's worse than melancholy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he's not betting on Clemson anymore. He's lost for 2 weeks.
That's pretty.
You
bad.
Know, hey, look,
he'll root for him, but he's not betting.
Hey, look, I understand because I've given him out, and quite honestly, we've been really good at hitting Clemson games over time, but not so good thus far. I mean, this is not what I expected. And Clark isn't wrong about Cade Klubnik needing to be the best player on the field, especially if Antonio Williams is not playing well. Maybe we'll get more information on that tomorrow. And, you know, even if we learn whether he's playing or not, it doesn't tell us how he's playing. You know what I mean? Or how long he's playing. I mean, I wouldn't even know what to do with that information when we get it. I mean, if we're told that Antonio Williams is playing, well, the initial reaction is that's really good. Clemson needs him, and that's a fact. But, you know, how long will he play? How well will he play? Is he just going to be a decoy? I don't know the answer to any of that. And we don't even know whether he's going to be that yet. So, you know, when I heard Debo Sweeney's answer on Tiger Calls to that question, his answer was very short. And I don't know. He said he's day to day. And that didn't sound all that positive to me. Now, some think his answer the other day made it seem more positive. I have no insight on this. I don't know the answer. I just know that as a player, you just hate hamstring injuries because there's so many other injuries that you could sort of work your way through. Hamstring injuries are just not one of them. You rush the process and you wind up making it way worse. It's just one of those injuries that, you know. You want to say you can get back from quickly, but there have been guys who have missed whole seasons. It depends on the degree. It depends on the individual, obviously. Look, it's clear that Clemson needs Antonio Williams. I think Dabo Sweeney made that even more clear the other day when he talked about him being the best player. Maria, good to have you, Maria.
Good to be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
As far back as I can remember, Georgia Tech has been a good ground team.
There's some truth to that.
Yeah. They'll eat you up on the ground.
Yep.
And my dad always told me not to never bet on your own team.
He was right.
He knew better.
He was right because the real issue there, Maria, is you let your heart cloud your brain.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, Walt. Yeah. The AM, PM.
Yeah.
Do they have lamb?
Yes. They have virtually everything. So, yeah, anything that you want. It's funny that you mentioned them, Maria, because I'm going to talk about them in a second.
Yeah, because I want to make some lamb stew.
Oh, yes, that sounds excellent. Especially with the weather starting to get cooler, lamb stew sounds excellent.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Potatoes, carrots, onions.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
As long as there's dessert.
Go Tigers.
Thank you, Maria. AM, PM. In fact, look, Platt and Ashley Moore, the owners of AM, PM, oh, man. 900 acres in Fountain Inn. It's a true farm-to-table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own the cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. This is a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in the country uses these things you don't want in your beef. This is local grass-fed beef from 100% pasture-raised animals, GMO-free. I have had this, okay? I have had multiple steaks. I've had an aged ribeye. I am here to tell you, this is my world, okay? I like steak, all right? I can't eat it every day, but I do eat it with regularity. I like steak, all right? And I have been really dissatisfied with a lot of the supermarket steaks I've gotten. That's just the reality of it. There's no supermarket steak like AM, PM. There isn't. I'm sorry, there just isn't. When you try these steaks, you will 100% thank me later. These are going to be the best steaks you've ever put in your mouth. You're going to wonder why you didn't know about this place earlier, like me. Pesticide-free practices through rotational grazing, steak lover, best selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate, not even close, weekly burger flights, organic chicken. I tried the chicken, Ramona, and the chicken I had was it was a pesto chicken, all right? It was flavored just the right amount. But the organic chicken, Ramona, it's real chicken. I have got chicken from markets that it's like it's fused. It's like it's a rubbery kind of thing that you know isn't right. It's like there's something wrong with that. Like it's chemicals or something that's made to tenderize it, but instead it turns it from being chicken. There should be some sort of visible texture to chicken. You should see it. That's how it is with the organic chicken at AMPM Farms. So trust me, homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, Traveler's Rest. They're open 7 days a week. Their market also has a great variety of local vendors, up to 70 vendors, like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include game like bison burgers, elk, tenderloin, alligator, lamb. There you go, Maria. Lamb, Maria, goats. Just in time for football season, make AMPM Farms Butchery and Market a weekly stop. If you want to enhance your tailgate this season, visit AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com to learn more and follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations, Fountain Inn on Allenbridge Road in Greenville, on Lawrence Road in Traveler's Rest on South Main Street. And trust me, you 100% will thank me later. I almost gave away something again, Ramon. I don't want to give away anymore. I gave away all I'm giving away, but trust me, what I'm giving you away now, what I'm doing now is the biblical thing, okay? I'm not giving you a fish. I'm teaching you how to fish.
It's pretty good.
It is, isn't it? It is. I just came up with that. Trust me, get to AMPM Farms. You'll thank me later. You won't be going anywhere else for any steaks anymore once you go to AMPM Farms and everything else. It's absolutely amazing. All right. On tomorrow's show, We're going to get more into the Georgia Tech-Clemson game. We took a deep dive into it today. We gave you a lot of what Georgia Tech wants to do, how they hope to do it. We talked a little bit about their personnel and their talent. We'll get into the talent and the personnel a little more tomorrow. We'll also talk a little bit more about their personnel on the defensive side of the ball. Lightsey, the former Georgia linebacker, is a pretty instrumental player for Georgia Tech. Like, I watched the Georgia Tech Georgia game from last year. Now, he probably had a little extra motivation, but he was impactful in that, and he's good in short yardage. Again, I think short yardage is going to be very important for Clemson. I think Clemson's going to need to maintain the ball, and going into this game, I would expect this to be a low possession game. So everything that you do is exaggerated and has extra emphasis and importance in a low possession game, and that's what I'm expecting. And Clemson's going to have to handle their end to come away with the victory. A really important game for the Tigers, without question. Stay tuned. Overtime with Ashby coming your way now.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here, mate.